Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1678, Byram Farm LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying southwest of Route 20, also known as Zion Church Road, 450 feet south of Road 392, also known as Gum Road, and to be located on 2.45 acres, more or less. Gentlemen and pretty audience also, we did receive comments on March 3rd of 2008 from DLDOT, and they advised that the traffic impact study was not recommended since the intended use of the property being a parking garages and future home of a pest control business would generate approximately 159 trips per day and 22 trips during the peak hour. The present level of service D of Powell Center Road from Byard Road to Frankfort School Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments on April 6th of 2010 from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and those comments reference that the site is located in the Roxana Planning Area, that it is intended that an on-site septic system be utilized, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District on April 7th of 2010, and they referenced that there are two soil types on the property, that the developer will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that it is likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required, and that a tax ditch may be affected on the southwesterly property line. But it didn't give any elaboration of what kind of effect it may have, just that it could be. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Carol Brazier, I live at 339 Elite Heights Road, but that's not the property we're talking about. We're talking about one on Route 20. I own the property adjoining to it. It has a conditional use to store my vehicles for Brazier's Pest Control. I bought the property next door for the real reason of increasing my fleet. I'm up to about 25 trucks, and I run out of place to keep them. And I'd like to go ahead and take this property and improve it, possibly putting in an office at some time, not right now, but at least an office maybe down in the future. But right now I'm looking for storage for my vehicles for keeping them out of weather. All the vehicles I have right now are covered. They've always have been.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Lank, Mr. Brazier. So your stated intention for this property then is the change of zone to CR1 to allow you to store additional vehicles.
And possibly build an office at
some
point.
And possibly do an office.
Yes.
They're currently stored at the site next door, which was the subject in conditional use 1641.
That's correct.
Did it have restrictions as to the storage of the vehicles, either that employees take them home or that those vehicles be kept
the restrictions,
inside?
The restrictions were that at the time that I couldn't have any signage up, that the lighting couldn't affect any of the neighbors, the trash cans had to be controlled, all the vehicles had to be inside of the buildings at night. And I took it one step further, and as the trucks are taken out during the morning, all the employees put their vehicles in the garages and close them up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing showing on that property beside of it.
Right. Well,
other than the garages.
I'd be surprised if the other commissioners didn't concur with me, but driving by, you always keep it, you know, very, very neat and in compliance with them. I'm curious. Yes. Was there a reason why you didn't want to go for a conditional use on this additional site and chose to request a change of zone?
The property next across the street from me was also zoned commercial for boat storage. I probably did it wrong when I did the original property and got my hand smacked and come up here and begged for conditional use. So when I bought the property next door, I knew better, and I'm going to go for a flat-out change so that it's not going to be that happening again. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know if I could go conditional use and turn around and put up a 5,000-square-foot office building on the same property. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather get it changed now so there's no confusion.
Understood. I don't see the boat storage across the street from this on the aerial. I know we had a C1 down the road that was, I think the commission viewed it as a public necessity because it was requested by the U.S. Postal Service. Do you concur with that?
That is correct. That's about a mile down the road. But the property has been changed across the street for boat storage and boat repair.
All right. Well, one of the things, I guess, of a change of zone, if action were taken by the commission, a favorable recommendation, and then by county council, as you will be before them on the 27th of this month, could open up any number of uses permitted by the ordinance of the CR1. Could you tell the commission how this property is compatible with the goals and the purposes of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan?
No idea.
Does this use meet any of the stated goals of the underlying zoning in the comp plan that you're requesting?
Up and down Route 20, they are turning a lot of property into C1, right down the street, which is Twin Cedars apartment complex, which is being torn down eventually. And it's going to be a medical complex, very large medical complex, supposed to go in there. The sewer is being brought up to that point, mm-hmm. at this point. Everything along there, like I said, the post office, U.S. They built a building for the U.S. Post Office to go ahead and start their mail. Every other piece of property up and down that street from Route 17 to 54 is either a development or a piece of business, or it's going that direction.
Thank you for your time. That's
all I got. Okay. Mr. Ross?
You're a commercially certified applicator with the Delaware Department of Agriculture.
39 years.
Do you have a family that are interested in your business as you get near retirement or whatever?
I hope they do. They keep him at my standards. No, I have a son and a daughter both work for me. Both of them are vice presidents.
Excellent. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I'm caught in a situation where you talked about when you were here before the commission, you got, I think you said, spanked, so to speak. Unfortunately, you might find that happen again. I think what Commissioner Smith was trying to help you do was to establish a record as to why the commission should grant a change of zone from its present, which is AR1, to a commercial. And the problem isn't so much with with what you propose to do. It's the problem comes up with what can happen if it's approved. You know, if the property changes hands in the future, the commercial zoning opens up a whole bunch of things. And that's why the present commission tends to view conditional uses more favorably, because out of protection to you as the adjoining property owner, if someone else was coming in wanting a change of zone to commercial, it could open up to things that you would consider undesirable, you know, related to your business.
So unfortunately, I'm kind of in a position where I don't know if a record's been established yet to justify a change in zone. You may have heard earlier tonight the commission denied a change of zone, and there was considerably more arguments that were presented as to why they wanted or why they felt it we should change it. So that's my editorial, Mr. Chairman. I have no questions.
Okay. All right, then.
Mr. Burke.
I was getting ready to say something else before,
Mr. Kemp.
But I'll hold my comments till the end. Mr. Burton,
are there chemicals stored on the current CU site?
Excuse me.
Do chemical storage in that building?
There's no chemical storage on Route 20. There's no chemicals stored on Route 20 in my buildings.
In your buildings. So all that's in that building is just parking for
the truck years. And whatever it is maintained inside of the truck bodies.
Okay. And then you would be planning on, your thought would be to do the same thing over on the CR1.
That is correct. Now, if I move my office there, then we would have to have a storage facility for the chemicals, because I wouldn't be maintaining two offices within 2 miles of each other. I have office within 2 miles, 2.5 miles of here right now of this property, that we have an office, we have storage buildings, we have chemical storage and truck storage. If in the future I'm up to 30 employees at this point and we're running out of room, if we continue to grow at the pace we are, about at about 10% a year, I grow this 1 acre that I'm on route 389, which is Dickerson Road, and at that point I will have to make a decision to go somewhere. And I had planned on, that's why I bought this property next to my other one. Property is no good if it's split between different roads, but if they're side by side, you can utilize them. And I've got a lot of frontage. It's a nice clean road, nice development, area. And like I said, I had planned on a future. It's tough. It's tough. And, you know, take it for what it's worth. I'm just a small-time operator, and I put a lot of money into the future on my investments. And if anybody's ever seen my operation, it's clean, the cleanest there is around. We have cameras in Roxana. We have live cameras. You can look at all the vehicles on the inside, outside cameras, off for protection. I have GPS in all the vehicles, so I'm probably, as far as tech goes, I'm probably there. I mean, I have a clean operation. I do not care if you go with C1, if you want to drop to another C2, whatever it takes. I want to be able to go ahead and put storage buildings, my storage buildings, on this property, and I want to put my office on this property. And I am at the point where I'm stopped. I cannot grow any further. And it took me 18 months just to get to this spot here, which is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous to wait 18 months for a small operator to go ahead and come up and get something changed. That's just my feeling. I may be wrong, but that's awful slow operation.
Mr. Brazier, I can assure you that every person sitting up here agrees with you.
Something's not right. When you put a 1 acre or 2 acre parcel in there with 1,000 homes, we're all in equal, and we all have to wait. I don't know what the answer is, but it's been a long time.
The problem's going to take care of itself very shortly, though.
Run out of property?
Run out of applications.
No further questions.
No further questions? Okay. Let's see. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application.
Were you going to say something, Mr. Chairman?
I'm all right. I'm good. Is there anyone here that is interested in speaking in favor of change of zone number 1678, Byram Farm, LLC?
Mr.
there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1678? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.